Good afternoon to everybody listening in right now. It is a wonderful day to be alive on May 19th, 2019. Welcome to the Spark of Marijuana. Today's episode, Weed Legal, we will be discussing whether or not cannabis is healthy for the human body. Today I will be speaking with my guest, Dominic Smith, about his thoughts and views on cannabis and if he thinks it can harm the body. So Dominic, what are your thoughts over this controversial topic?
Thanks for having me on the set, Brett, but here's the thing. I don't think there should be a debate at all. It's not really bad for you, and actually it makes you a lot happier and a lot less stressed.
I just can't see where you're coming from, Dom. Do you think it can harm the body?
Me personally, I don't feel like it can harm the body too much. I feel like cannabis will help the body more. I say that because marijuana can help regulate insulin production.
Well, most people don't know the true definition of cannabis, otherwise known as marijuana. The true definition is marijuana refers to the dried leaves, flowers, stems, and seeds from the cannabis sativa or cannabis indica plant. The plant contains the mind-altering chemical THC and other similar compounds. Now that's something I just got from the internet, and it's a bit long and scientific. But what does the chemical THC do to the human body specifically? It causes many things to occur. For example, altered senses like brighter colors, change in mood, impaired body movement, also worsened memory, and difficulty solving problems, and altered sense of time. But those examples are short term.
Okay, but what about the medical marijuana, which treats chronic pain, such as medical news today states that chronic pain is the leading cause of disability affecting more than 25 million adults in the U.S. Another thing cannabis can do is cannabinoids fight certain types of cancer. It can also help with your muscles. Cannabis can help calm those muscles, stop them from twitching, and deal with the pain associating with them.
Yeah, I see that, but it also can destroy your lungs, especially in teens and young adults.
Yes, that might be true, but there are way more benefits. For instance, there are no reports of teens or adults dying from marijuana alone.
There may not be any reports, but many people get arrested for using cannabis.
Yeah, but that's all. Cannabis can manage violent mood swings in autistic children. CBD eventually reacts chemically with the cells in the autistic children that are bad. As you can see, every time you say something, I have a fact I can come back with, which shows that there's no debate and weed should be legal everywhere. It does nothing bad to the human body.
Well, that's all, folks. Thanks for listening in. I would like to thank Dom once again for joining us on this podcast, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Brett.